Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm recording. Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
I should have told you there was a
no,
hot
I can
mic.
Tell from concept. From
okay, cool.
Context.
Context.
Yeah.
Because the red light.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where we're going to be taking a look at some classic monster movies over this week and next week. This
I
is
love
the,
that.
This. Shut up. This is. I was well, talking.
Now,
I was
well,
talking.
Well, now I don't love it. Now I'm not going to cover any classics over this week and next week. I don't want to.
Can you at least do this one because you watched it? Otherwise, you watch something for nothing.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I don't watch anything for my own enjoyment. I only watch things for content. You know that.
Exactly.
Not to be content.
No.
But for content.
Absolutely. Now, I believe this is the oldest film or property that we've looked at on Caravan of Garbage. Would you say that's right?
That's not a good sign. Because as you know, the quality of content drops off significantly the further back in time you go.
Very true.
Cave paintings? Boring.
Yuck.
Boring. Can't sell an action figure off a cave painting. Boring.
That is boring, yeah.
And then something, The Matrix, and everything's cool.
Everything's cool, exactly. Yeah. Man, I tell you what, though. The original Godzilla movie.
Yes.
Which obviously launched 1,000 ships.
1954.
That's it.
70 years old.
Yeah.
This very day.
Yep.
This is the anniversary right
that's
now.
Right, that's
today,
right.
Today, this when this comes
when
out.
You're watching it, whenever that is.
Yep.
I'll leave a like on this video. Yeah, it got me thinking watching this. A couple of things. I love that they took this so seriously. It's so earnest.
Yes.
It's not at that tongue-in-cheek point where, you know, King Kong's riding Godzilla to fight another thing or whatever. Which I also love.
That's cool too.
Which I also love.
Right, there's no, well, that just happened.
No.
That nobody's invented that yet.
I think also.
I think that was The Matrix 1999.
It might have been, yeah.
He's beginning to believe, well, that just happened.
I think also it made me like Godzilla Minus One more because that is such a great kind of reboot of this, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it's not quite a remake, but there is certainly a lot of shared elements to it. Yeah, it's a real...
Godzilla's mean and rude for no reason.
He is. It's a real loving homage. But yeah, I went into this. The last time I saw this would have been, I would have taped it off the TV in the 90s
or something. In 1954.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I got my building-sized VHS recorder and I taped it off the telly. And I was wondering how it was going to hold up. And look, it takes a minute to get going.
Definitely.
But what's interesting is how many elements were there from the beginning.
Oh my God, you're not wrong.
The famous Godzilla theme, the one that goes... the Godzilla scream.
Exactly. Well, all of that. So that's Akira Ifukube. And he not only did the music, he also came up with Godzilla's roar.
Yes.
Which is apparently just rubbing coarse resin-coated rubber gloves together.
Huh, let's try that now.
And also the he came up with the thunderous footstep sound using like a kettle drum and a knotted rope, much like James Bond's balls, no doubt.
Oh, sure,
it's like that kind of situation. Yeah, I mean, even if you look at like the atomic breath is here. I mean, it's more of a fine aerosol can mist.
Yes,
but it's here.
It's here, and again, I went into this fully expecting we wouldn't see that, or if we did, you know, maybe that would be a later addition or something like that. But, I mean, again, it's not the laser beam of kind of present-day versions, but it's there, and there's like a five-minute sequence where he just lays waste to the city and just poisons people to death and blows up buildings. And
you see those electricity towers just melt.
Yeah.
Just really good stuff. Good miniature work in this,
you know? Yeah.
Because a lot of this, they were flying blind. Like, they didn't really know...
Well, this was the first guy in a suit
movie,
really.
Of note, at the very least, yeah. So this
came... 12 Angry Men.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. A lot of men in suits.
12, specifically.
Yeah.
So these, in terms of cost, we'll talk more about that at the end. But during the 50s and 60s, these were Toho's like most ambitious projects and most expensive. And they were only able to do that because they managed to sell these overseas.
Sure.
Because most of the other properties that they make, they don't necessarily translate well. You know,
sure.
Japanese art house, black and white cinema. People weren't loving that necessarily.
Okay,
in
sure.
In the 50s, some made it across, of course. I know you probably saw them. You're watching this and you're like, I saw a lot of that. Great, that's good for you. But I'm saying in terms of appealing to a mass audience.
Yeah, cool stuff.
Cool stuff, you know. I love also in this how, like, they attempt to explain everything scientifically.
Sure.
You know, where does Godzilla come from?
Probably under the ocean.
Yeah. They've changed it multiple times. You know, over the years, this one, it's kind of implied that he looks the way he does because he's been burnt by nuclear explosions.
He was very handsome before this.
He was so handsome.
He was Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
Was he really?
Yep.
As played by James Van Der Beek. I'm thinking of the two most handsome things.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's right.
Does that work for you?
Yeah.
Cool. I love that. Yeah, yeah. And they bring in like the oxygen destroyer to get rid of him, you know.
Again, like still being used to this day.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. Just all of that stuff is really, really good. And there's so much amazing imagery in this. I mean, there's a funny moment where they're trying to hit him with missiles from a plane and they cannot hit the fucking broadside of a barn,
that's
mate.
Right.
What are you doing?
Well, I mean, it would have also been really hard to put explosive squibs on the Godzilla suit, I imagine.
Because you'd kill the man in it.
You'd kill the man.
Oh, he had a real rough time. I want to talk about that, Mason.
I bet.
So according to suit actor Haruo...
Spin it around.
Fuck it up. Nakajima?
Yeah, it's Haruo Nakajima, yeah.
Haruo Nakajima, and I'm so sorry, by the way.
Okay.
This accent does me no favours, other than ordering a beer at the RSL, then nail it. People are like, look at this fella, come on.
One Haruo Nakajima, please.
That's what I say. The suit was made from ready-mixed concrete.
That sounds too heavy already.
That's right, due to a limited supply of latex.
I would have used anything else.
Yeah, well, it was post-war Japan. You couldn't just get anything, right?
That's true.
And the original suit weighed...
Oh, this is a metaphor.
It's a metaphor, Mason.
Wow.
You didn't think it was about anything, but it's a metaphor. There's politics in this. The original suit weighed 104 kilograms and was nearly impossible to use. But luckily, they made a second suit from a liquid plastic polymer.
Okay.
And that only weighed 91 kilograms.
Oh, shave off a couple of kilos there. Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so
it gives it weight, certainly.
Oh, boy, does it.
Yeah. Godzilla's not wobbling in the wind, is he?
No. So one of the ideas initially was they thought, could we do this like King Kong? which came like 20 years prior. Do we use stop motion? And they realized, well, we don't really have the skill set for that in Japan at this point. Also, it's very time consuming. Also, when you use miniatures, like you got to get the scale right. It's a very specific skill set, which they didn't go with. And that way, if you put big guy in a suit, then you can build bigger miniatures.
That's so
miniatures,
true.
If you will. So they went with something called suitmation, or really just guy in a big suit.
Absolutely.
Would probably be the more technical term. Yeah, apparently, yeah, the actor in it used to faint frequently, obviously.
Wouldn't matter, though, because the suit would stay up. Because yeah, it's set solid concrete.
Yeah, and it got up to like 60 degrees Celsius inside it.
That's too hot.
Which is just absolutely insane. I think the only thing that's not quite right on it, I know the scale varies like scene to scene. I don't really care about that. I think you kind of do what works best dramatically.
You could say it's the radiation.
Yeah, exactly. Say it's the radiation. The eyes are a bit kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
Like he's looking in opposite directions. But there's some amazing imagery in this. Some of my favorite moments, there's the one where he gets caught in power lines. I think that's really good. The rampage sequences are all a lot of fun. And there's a moment where he puts his head over the mountain. You see him, he's like, hello, I'm Godzilla. And then they go over the mountain to see him.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
He's Michael Myers in Halloween.
Yeah.
He's run away.
And you see the footsteps in the sand and there's just like a tail line that's been dragged through.
Uh-huh.
I love that. I think that's so cool.
Oh, that's just reminded me. We said this was an era before. Well, that just happened. But there is a line in this movie where somebody goes, this isn't a movie. It is, though.
It is a movie.
It is a movie.
Don't lie to us.
Yeah, don't lie. We know. We can tell. I'm in a movie theater right now. And by that, I mean I'm on my phone.
Absolutely. I found, you know, the ending a little bit anticlimactic because they defeat him, well, they think, for a time. And he goes for a little swim.
Yeah, it is. It's not, it's not the classic Hollywood ending where it's like the, you know, the two forces finally collide. Godzilla's having a little nap.
Yeah.
And they just go down and they poison him.
Yeah.
Which I think is rude, quite frankly. Yeah. I'd wake him up and be like, come on, mate. You throw the first punch, then I'll hit you with my oxygen destroyer.
But I do think there's something to be said.
You don't have the cement balls to come at me.
But I do think there is something to be said that, like, there is this, like, ever-looming threat. And we know he's not really gone. And if it's not him that returns, it'll be another variation on him. So it doesn't end like, we got him. It ends with, like, this will probably happen again.
Sure.
We'll be seeing this guy or something similar. Probably in 1956, the sequel movie. Mm. Do you want to do some trivia?
Yes.
Or as I call it, Trivia 1954.
I love that.
Great. So director Akira Kurosawa, who you might know from various films.
I do.
Yeah. He was a lifelong friend of fellow director Ishiro Honda and included this film among his all-time favorite films.
That's nice.
Other directors have said kind things as well. George Lucas cites this film's miniatures as an inspiration for the special effects that he used in Star Wars.
He also used miniatures.
He did every special effect by himself. A lot of people don't know that. George Lucas single-handedly did every effect. Yeah.
And including all the practical effects in the prequels.
Yep,
it's all practical effects. Right, it's all practical. Do people know that? People don't know that, but it's true.
So when Christopher Lee did that flip, that was George Lucas.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
That part where Dooku loses his arms, that's Lucas.
What?
Cut his own arms off.
Did he really?
Yep.
Amazing. Steven Spielberg also cites this movie as inspiration for Jurassic Park. Scorsese is a huge fan, but there is one person I found who is not.
Is it Roger Ebert?
God, you reckon?
I'm sure he hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Was he reviewing movies in 1954?
No, but I think he came back to it.
Because
there's also an American version of this.
Oh, what,
there's
like a re-edit kind of?
It's a re-edit. It's got Raymond Burr, Canadian actor Raymond Burr. Just, they put him in sort of new scenes with a lot of Japanese extras, and he's a reporter. He's reporting on it. It's
wow,
just,
look at that.
Yeah, it's just a lot of reaction shots.
And mopping
going,
his brow.
Yeah, going, whoa, I can't believe this. I should leave. But I won't.
I can't.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing really here. It's fine. I'm completely safe.
That's right. Who were you going to say?
Ray Harryhausen.
Oh, what?
He apparently harbored a
he's a Mr. Stop Motion.
Yeah, he harbored a deep resentment for Godzilla for most of his life.
Because he lived in fear of him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he thought there was a lot. He thought specifically his film, The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, like inspired this.
Oh.
And the creators of Godzilla have been very open about their love for his work, you know. So sure. I don't, if anything, it was a homage and not like, we're going to stick this to Ray Harryhausen.
That's right.
This will show
Nobody's ever going to think of The Beast from Over the Block or whatever you said. Nobody's ever going to think about it again.
No.
You know why? Because The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms wasn't like, ha, 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 ha.
And he was mostly 20,000 fathoms down. We didn't That's even right. know what he was up to. Just people go, God, this is good, isn't it?
It's good. Ah, it's nice to be at the beach, isn't it? God, at sea level. Ah, so calm.
Apparently the film also does use stop motion animation to enhance a few brief scenes in which vehicles crash into Godzilla's tail and it twitches. I don't specifically remember that. No. Ben and Lawrence, if you can find that, here it is. Yeah. If you can't, that's fine also.
And here's a couple of incredible model shots where like a helicopter is tipped over by a slight breeze. Yeah. There's one and there's of a car.
That's flipping these over. Aren't real, are they?
No, they look awful. Really, but really bad.
It's 1954, Mason.
Yeah, I know.
It's 70 years to the day.
That is true.
It's true. And also in the year 2004, on the year of its 50th anniversary, Godzilla was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Did Godzilla show up?
We couldn't have, Mason. It? He's too big. He would have stepped on all the stars, including Patrick Dempsey. Is that what you want?
No, not Patrick Dempsey. It's McDreamy.
It's McDreamy, yeah. Mason, yeah. Not McSteamy.
Yeah, not McStomped on. That'd be rude.
That's right. I guess we could talk box office because it's actually pretty interesting, ooh, I think. So the budget of this was 60 million yen, which is about 400,000 US dollars at the time, which equates to about 4.5 million today.
It's not bad.
No. And the box office return, because this did have a bit of an international release, was 2.5 million, which is about 28.6 million today.
That's not bad.
Pretty bloody good, mate. Mm-hmm. So there were three successful movies from this year, Japanese releases. Seven Samurai.
Uh-huh, sure.
Samurai.
Is that Kurosawa as well?
Yep.
Well, he had a bloody banner here, didn't he?
I agree.
What is he? An American director that is also prolific?
Yeah.
Is he that guy?
Yeah, it's him.
The guy I'm thinking of?
Yeah, that's him.
Wow.
Yeah. Ray so, Harryhausen?
No, absolutely not.
George Lucas?
Sure, that's one.
Prolific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy, Wachowskis that one year?
Yep. Guy Ritchie?
Yeah. Oh, he's... Oh.
Three movies a year, whatever he's doing.
Wow, too many, some would say.
Just lads.
Yeah.
Just lads right. Aladdin about. And Aladdin. He also did Aladdin.
Yeah,
that's that's also lads, isn't it?
It is very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Samurai Eye and Godzilla. So they were 1, 2, 3 in the Japanese box office that year.
Good for them.
But, of course, this was the real success story. Since 1954, there's been around, and this will probably change by the time this goes out,
yeah,
68 feature films released.
Whoa.
This property is valued between $4.5 and $5 billion.
So much.
I know. And it's just started from this.
And what Seven Samurai had. They've had Seven Samurai, Magnificent Seven, that Magnificent Seven remake,
yep.
S Club Seven.
Yep.
It's about it, really.
Battle Beyond the Stars.
Sure.
And I guess Star Wars, sort of, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they reckon also there's been about $2 billion in toy sales and tie-in bits and pieces over the years. Huge property. Again, just the thing that they went, let's have a big smashy monster that's going to tell us a story about the horrors of nuclear war and also post-war Japan, etc.
And everybody went, whoa.
Everyone went,
whoa. Just blowing stuff up. That's cool. It.
Exactly.
Above sea level as well. That's interesting.
It is interesting.
No judgment, but that's quite interesting. Unlike things that are happening, you know, several thousand fathoms below.
Sure,
that,
yeah.
Yeah, which would be boring.
It would be a bit boring, wouldn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Harry Snoozenhausen.
Whoa.
Harry
Nappenhausen.
Yep. Ray Haversnoozen.
That's great. That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
We got there in the end.
God, did we?
The best thing anyone's ever said.
I'll tell you what, Mason. We're going to come back and check out another monster movie next week. Do you want to know what it is?
Is it another Godzilla movie?
No, Mason.
Oh.
Here's a hint.
What is it?
It's King Kong. It's the original King Kong.
Whoa.
We're going back even further.
Oh, that's so old.
Sometimes you've got to eat your vegetables, you know what I mean?
Ugh, I don't want to.
No, Mason, we're looking at classic movies.
Does anybody shoot a laser?
Probably not.
Oh.
Someone probably throws a spear.
Is this pre-laser media? Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't know.
Wow.
You love it and you probably respect it.
Does Godzilla leap in the air and fire two guns at once?
No, probably not in that
God
one.
God damn it.
As far as I'm aware. He wasn't invented. That was this like 20 years prior, yeah.
But is this the origin of his iconic big yellow gauntlet? Robot gauntlet.
Yes, it is in that.
Okay, that's good. That's great. Okay, all right, then I'm okay. Don't panic, everyone.
If you do want to see that earlier, you can actually head over to bigsandwich.co where all the videos go up there early, but that's not the only thing. There's bonus movie commentaries. There's bonus podcasts. We also do video game Let's Plays.
Video game Let's Plays.
Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out there early on Sunday as opposed to Monday. All of that is ad-free if you do want to check it out. Leave a comment.
Leave a comment?
Leave a comment.
Okay. Do you like lasers?
Do you like lasers?
Yeah.
What's the best King Kong Godzilla movie?
Yeah.
Is it Godzilla X Kong versus the New Empire?
Might be. Yeah.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye, grab that gem. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.